Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bugs Bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Girl, I see Lush live in the building, and you know it's Friday. It's going down tonight, man. And you know this is the hottest show on earth. Tonight we got your boy live in the building. Grim to the Reaper, representing the Miami, Florida area. You already know what it is, man. And definitely on top of that, we also got your girl Troublesome. Troublesome is definitely a problem. She is trouble out there. She is definitely grinding. I had the pleasure to meet her last time when I was at the Core DJs event. She was getting interviewed by Cheddar DVD and The Source at the time. And I was doing publicity for an artist, and I happened to walk into her interview. But she's definitely a lady. She's definitely on her ball. She's definitely on her game. You know what I'm saying? It's not no play with her. She takes this business very, very seriously. And I definitely like what she's doing. With the whole music thing, you know what I'm saying, that she's doing it, and she's getting features. She opened up for Ricky Rose with the Teflon Don thing, you know what I'm saying, situation. So she's doing her thing, and I got my man Future Guru 100, you know what I'm saying, we rocking out, and we turning this thing all the way up. I'm talking about we turbocharged, turned all the way up tonight, man. And this Friday, people just got paid, party jumping. Holla at your girl. Guru, what it do, baby?
Jersey in the building. What up, Lush? What up, everybody listening, all our fans, all our followers? Like Lush said, we turning it up. It's not a game. We just want to support y'all. We just want to keep bringing y'all good music and showing how y'all can do good business online, on the internet. That's what it is. Let's shout out to Lush Girls International, ME2K, TDINYC. You already know. Rose, E2K, we all here. Team Lush. Team definitely. Lush to this bitch, man.
Definitely. We turned all the way up, man. I'm definitely excited. I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying, can't wait tonight. We got Grim to the Reaper. Y'all see him all over Twitter. He be getting it in, you know what I'm saying, and we got Troublesome live in the building with us tonight. So we're going in tonight, and we got some new music from them that's going to be in the arsenal and stuff, and I got some music from my boy Bad Seed and stuff. He was on last night. Definitely shout out to Bad Seed. He goes hard in the paint himself, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. So, anyway, Guru, man, what's new in the news, man? What's popping out there, man? What's new in the news? What's going on, man?
Shit, I mean, niggas is getting murdered and shit. I mean, it's nice as hell in Jersey today. It's 60 degrees, but I got to bring you out the news. Like, man, Plainfield, New Jersey, you know, I just put it on my Twitter yesterday because I was sad to hear that. A 17-year-old got killed right on the street, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
And Plainfield is Buck Wild. Anybody that's from Jersey that's listening, they know Plainfield's off the chain, Newark off the chain, Irvington off the chain. But, you know, we can't have niggas outdoing each other on this murdering tip. We got to stop that. I'm going to put him in a, like, you know, moment of silence for my man that just got killed. I don't know his name or nothing, but, you know, he is somebody's child. You know
definitely.
What I'm saying? And I just really want people to change their lifestyle, man. We gotta give them something different, man. To do, you know, if you really out here and you got a career, if you really trying to make something different out of your, other than banging on the street or squabbing over a broad, then just follow us on Twitter. Tell somebody you know that might need help to follow us on Twitter, man. We're going to do something about that. We're going to change it for real.
Definitely.
You know, and I just want everybody to just, man, you know, just take a moment, man. You know, leave your gun in the house tonight if you're going to the club, man. You know, let God be with you tonight, man. You know, ain't never going to pop off. You know, unless somebody, you know, did something dirty to somebody, then you might have to already take your shot. Out here in Irvington, that's how it is. The niggas, they doing dirt. They got to keep their strap on them. But if you looking for trouble and you take that strap with you, you already know what it is, man. It's going to be some drama popping off, man. You get all tipsy and stuff and doing what you do, man. Just knock it off, bro.
Since you are talking about it, people, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of people drinking and driving out there, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
A lot of accidents going on, a lot of people wilding out. We advise you people out there that, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to drink, know your limit. Know your limit, definitely. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying, you know, let's practice peace, not violence, you know, out here, man. We got little children out here, you know what I'm saying? No child wants to get caught, God forbid, by a stray bullet or anything. You know what I mean? There's a lot of young boys wilding out in the street right now. You know what I mean? Definitely, you know, we need to bring back, you know what I'm saying, those neighborhoods. Boys and girls clubs, we need to bring back all those things so we can get these children activated in something to get them started, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, definitely,
yeah.
It's definitely a serious issue that needs to be, you know what I'm saying, addressed, you know what I'm saying, either way. You know, definitely, you know, we definitely need to address that, people. And definitely shout out to my sponsors, Diverse Media Group LLC, E2K Magazine, online, and definitely shout out to Honey Management. It's a lot of events going on, you know what I'm saying, in November going into, you know what I'm saying, December. You got an event, Emma E2K is sponsored by Emma E2K, and Lush Radio Online is hosted by Emma E2K. It's a networking event that's going down in New York at Mimosas, and that's going down this week coming up. You can check out the flyer on www.lushradioonline.com and check it out. It's at Mimosas in the Bronx. On top of that, it's also, you know, tell them about the event over there, Guru, that's going on that we promoting right there, the reggae joint in December the
17th. December 17th, Idols and Icons. It's all on my Twitter, and we're going to turn it up. We're going to turn it up because people are looking for us to help them promote their events. So we got to do what we are paid to do, you know, with God's blessings. We help somebody else that's trying to do something positive. So December 17th in Hyattsville, Maryland, it's all on my Twitter. I got the twit goof popping. You know, you can see the flyers getting mad views, getting mad hits. And I'm just reaching out to the people in the areas of Baltimore, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, D.C., you know, just to tell them to show up and be a part of something that's positive, man. I mean, you know, I mean, this is what we do, and we want it to be a success so people can reach out to us further down the line so the same people can help us promote those parties. It might extend from the person actually giving it to the owners of the club that want to rock with Lush. You know, it's It's what we need to do to just try to uplift and elevate. That's all we're trying to do. And that's all we're setting out to do. That's when me and Les started together. Les was already on her grind. I was already on my grind. We was just on the same page. It happened to be on the same page and linked up. And now, boom. People believe in us. People believe in us. People have faith in us. People want us to execute. And that's what we do.
Definitely. And if you got promotional needs or you need a website done and stuff, definitely get at Google, futureguru100@gmail.com, and he'll definitely direct you in the right way on, the rates and everything that we need to do and stuff to get that popping and everything. Like I said, turnaround time is 3 days. We do promotional packages for you. We got street teams. We'll get in the streets. We got the online street team. It's what you ready to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Holla at us. And let us know what you're trying to do, for real, out here. You know what I'm saying? We definitely try to get it in all day, on Lush Radio Online. You feel me? So we're going to go into, I'm going to be right back on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go into some quick music, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online for the people. We're going to go to Shimmy. Going into No One from Alicia Keys real quick.
Only get
definitely shout out to everybody that is a veteran that was on Veterans Day and everything. Salute to everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? We did a hot show yesterday. We had a couple of veterans live on the line. It was very touching and emotional. We had a Master Sergeant. Shout out to Master Sergeant Wright. He was a combat soldier. He called and gave his testimony and his story about what Veterans Day means to him and everything. And it was definitely a touching show. It was a great show, and I definitely loved it, man. It was good yesterday.
Wow. I mean, I want to salute you, Lush. Lush, you know, you was in the Army. You know what I'm saying? I got to salute my mother's brother, my uncle, Private James Braswell, that was killed in the line of duty in the Vietnam War. You know, that's what it mean to me. I really ain't gonna have too much to say about it that other than I miss my uncle. You know what I'm saying? I was a little nigga when he got, you know, killed in the line of duty, and you know, it is what it is, man. I mean, people giving their lives for this country. So, I mean, my uncle happened to be drafted and got killed
wow.
in the line of duty. Got killed in the line of duty serving this United States of America. And that's something that always made me want to push for success just because of his legacy. Like, we lost somebody that was only 21 years old. Like, just imagine your child going off the war at 21 years old, drafted, not volunteering, drafted. Drafted, say, come fight. So I mean, I already got my you know, my sentiments about that. And happy Veterans Day to all those that's living, all those that's family members of loved ones that's lost. It symbolizes. I mean, what we living for. I mean, we out here still striving. I'm out here still striving for my Uncle James. That's it. You know, and I'm really feeling some type of way now that you brought that up. I missed the show, but at the same time, I just got a little bit overwhelmed over, you know, what you just said about the show, and that's how I feel about it. You know, my mother's brother was killed in the line of duty, like serving this country. Like, I'm dead serious about that. That's like, you know, he did have a chance to come to Jersey. He's from North Carolina, but like I said, he came to Jersey. And then went to the war. Like, come on. That was one of his first times coming up top from North Carolina. And now,
wow.
You know, yes. So, I mean, I do got my own sentiments about that, but I don't want to speak on it too much. But, like, I mean, somebody somewhere. Bing. You already know. Pardon me. I'm on the block.
And definitely shout out to all, salute to all the soldiers, the 24-hour soldiers. I'm a veteran myself. Shout out to everybody out there. Shout out to Easy Street 93.9. He's ex-military also. Shout out to everybody that's definitely doing their thing. In the news, one of the apprentices got fired on the spot because they were cheating and stuff. Donald Trump, don't play that mess. You got fired. You know, off the blank. Oh man, it's definitely going in, man. These reality shows is just, I mean, I don't know why they keep prolonging them and stuff like that. The other thing that kills me is the Atlanta Housewives. Atlanta Housewives is off the hook, you know what I'm saying? And you got the blonde chick, you know what I'm saying? She's getting crazy situations. Because of her little Don't Be Tardy for the Party and stuff, you know. She can barely sing, you know. And that whole situation is funny. That whole situation is very funny. But tonight, like I said, we're definitely going to have Grim to the Reaper, and we're going to have, you know what I'm saying, Troublesome live with us tonight. So we're definitely going to rock out with some music tonight. We turned all the way up. It's Lush Radio Online. Yesterday was a great show. Tomorrow we got E2K on the spot tomorrow night, and y'all definitely need to check in with that joint. How many people have been having bugged out computer towns? I've been having crazy disaster with my computer, right? This is the thing. If you have a computer for like several years and stuff, And what I found out recently is that eventually their batteries will go dead. So invest in buying a second battery for your laptop just in case. Definitely on top of that, make sure you get insurance for all of your electronic equipment. And then the other thing I say also with electronics is also make sure that you don't pile your main computer with so much information. Make sure you get an external drive, whether it's 2 terabytes or even one of those Western Digitals. I like Western Digital. They're the best to me. And, you know, take some of that information off. And don't forget to, like, periodically ghost your machine. Ghosting your machine is basically mimicking all the information from your machine and dumping it on an external drive and stuff. So basically, you know, if anything happened to your computer, you can just recover all that information off of that external drive. So definitely ghost your stuff. And I'm going to go into some music, and we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online. I'm going to go into 950 Plus, Shimmy Shimmy. Shout out to 950 Plus.
Sip Driller, bang like Gorilla. Got a tendency to pillar when I drill her. I can feel her shiver. Already in her, living in her liver like I'm liquor wine and dining on her spine. Better get her, get her. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I bank her quickly, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Ballots in the cup, cause I ain't trying to fill my drink.
Fulfill my drink, women in the pink. Back of her blackberry shakes, the CD on my link. Bathroom in the sink, and we grind into the beat. Then I think, why dance when we go
I agree, she say I agree. When I open up my mouth, pour that liquor inside of me. Then I splash her, as I lick her body to get high. Roll that live, blow it sour to the sky. Maybe we should slide. Slow it down, then you slow it down, then you slow it down, then you she be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I bank a quickly, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Ballots in the cup, cause I ain't trying to steal my dream. Banging the bubble, getting it wet, making it puddle. Give me the druggies, trying to get twisted, get you a couple. Make them drink until they all faded. Sit back like the split, watch them kiss, I be coordinating.
And I be doing things with your broad all naked. Never get it mistaken, make her pop it like bacon. Shake it till she break it, and of course she gon' take it. And the course on top of me is her favorite. I think it's time to slide.
Slow it down, then you slow it down, then you slow it down, then you she be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her quickly, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Ballots in the cup, cause I ain't trying to fill my drink.
Pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars. I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Could we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
It's 98, like I'm eating lunch off a styrofoam tray.
Yeah.
Trying to be the next rapper coming out the A. Hoping for a record deal to ignore my pain. Yeah. Now let's pretend like I'm on the stage. And when my beat drops, everybody goes insane. Okay. And everybody know my name. And everywhere I go, people want to hear me sing. Oh, yeah. And I just dropped my new album. On the first week, I did 500,000. Gold in the spring and diamond in the fall.
Okay.
And then the world tour just to top it all off. And let's pretend like
and no one ever hated. Just try to use imagination.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now.
This never happened. Like I never had dreams of being a rapper. Like I didn't write raps up in all of my classes. Like I never used to run away into the blackness. Now let's pretend like it was all good. Like I didn't live staring in the notebook. Like I did the things that I probably knew I should. But I ain't have neighbors, that's why they call it hood. Yeah, now let's pretend like I ain't got a name. Before they ever call me B.O.B. or A.K.A. Bobby Ray. I'm talking back before the mixtape, before the videos and the deals and the fame. Before they ever want to pair me to Andre. Before I ever got on my space. Before they ever noticed my face. So let's just pretend and make wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now.
Let's pretend Marshall Mathers never picked up a pen. Let's pretend things would have been no different. Pretend he procrastinated, had no motivation. Pretend he just made excuses that were so paper thin they could blow away with the wind. Marshall, you're never gonna make it. Makes no sense to play the game, there ain't no way that you win. Pretend he just sat outside all day and played with his friends. Pretend he even had a friend to say was his friend. And it wasn't time to move and schools weren't changing again. He wasn't socially awkward and just strange as a kid. He had a father and his mother wasn't crazy as and he never dreamed he could rip stadiums and just lazy. A talent show in the gymnasium. You want a mouth to quit daydreaming, kid. You need to get your cranium checked. You're thinking like an alien, it just ain't realistic. Now pretend pain just make him angry with this. And there was no one he could even aim when he pissed it. And his alarm went off to wake him, but he didn't make it to the Rap Olympics. Left to his plane and he missed it. He's gonna have a hard time explaining to Haley and Laney these food stamps in his week. Cause he never risked. He hoped and he wished it, but it didn't fall in his lap, so he ain't even here. He pretends that
airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars. I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yo, it's your girl, Leslie Lesson. We back in the building. I'm trying to multitask at the same time. So I'm out in the street right now trying to multitask and everything. So I'm outside multitasking. What's up? I'm outside right now trying to multitask real quick, and we'll be back in a quick second. So anyway, like I said, it's Friday, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that you definitely drive safe and definitely buckle up and don't drink and drive. And we're going to be back on with another song. I'm going to be right back in a second.
So I'm going to email you the flyer.
Okay.
And she's going to give you the other half later, okay?
Okay, so you're going to email me the flyer, and I'm going to give you the flyer on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's, is there a Twitter account? Sure. I don't know if she has Twitter. I'm going to find out. Find out. And stuff. But she has a,
is that your account?
I don't know. He's
yo,
following me.
Yo, back up, nigga. Get back off of the car, though. Yo, nigga, you might get me, man.
I'm getting cussed at outside right now. No, that cat's been following me all day. I don't know. All
right. Okay, well, I just want to make sure. Okay.
I got her Facebook and stuff, and I'll send you that, too.
Yes. Email me the link, and then I'll start with this phone.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Kanye?
Huh? No.
You want it?
Yeah.
Right here.
Right back
there. Grab that.
This one?
That's it.
Okay.
Pick up that CD.
This one?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, girl. I'm coming back
to
the fire, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. You're the best. All right, boo. All right. I was just calling at my brother, Easy Streets, from 93.9, so I had to be outside, so I was running around and stuff, people. So, this is what you do when you're on live radio. On live radio, you never expect anything. So I had to go and check with him and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Definitely support him on 93.9 WKYS. He's that's mainstream commercial radio, so definitely holler at him. He has a definitely big blog, and it's Easy Street on Twitter. Follow him. So I'm just, he always calls me Little Sis. Definitely shows me that, so I definitely love him. Well, I'm going back on here. I'm about to go into some music again. Trying to multitask. Trying to check on our own Twitch one, see if we have our girl live on the line with us. The one and only Troublesome. Either we got Troublesome or Grim to the Reaper live on the line with us. So let's check. 786, you're live on Let's Radio Online. What to do, baby?
Yeah, it's your boy, Mr. Grim to the Reaper. What's the proper silence?
What's up with you, Grim to the Reaper, man? I'm sitting here trying to multitask, man.
Man, look here, man. I can't judge, man. I'm ghetto as hell myself. You feel me?
Trying to multitask out here tonight, man. It's crazy right now. And I got my co-host live in the building, Future Guru 100, live in the building with us.
Hey, Lush. Hey, Lush.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm going to go ahead and show you some Lush Radio love, Grim to the Reaper, real quick. Yeah, but Grim, man, you know, Grim, you definitely have been doing your thing, you know what I'm saying, in the game for a while, and I had the honor to be introduced to you by the one and only Renacizi that calls you his, he calls you his little brother. Shout out to him, you know what I'm saying. He definitely gave me the pleasure to be introduced by you, and ever since then, that was like maybe the year before then. And stuff. And I interviewed the first time and everything, and you definitely have been running Miami and doing your thing. Ever since then, you've been, you know, been getting on these big websites, allhiphop.com and different sites, you know what I'm saying, getting the recognition out there. And, you know, you're definitely respectful, very humble, and you're on your grind. You never stop. It's like back to back. There's always something happening with Grim to the Reaper, man, for real. So what's up with you, man? What's poppin'? What's new?
Well, this Tuesday that just passed, I had dropped my Tales of Love and Warfare mixtape online. So y'all can download that at that TIFF. It's hosted by DJ Meat of Street Connect DJs. If y'all don't know, Street Connect DJs is like the biggest DJ crew down here in Florida. So, you know, doing a couple little big things. I was just nominated recently for a Best in Date Award. I ain't take home the win, but just got a call last night that I was nominated for a Broward Hip Hop Award for Most Controversial Artist in 2010. Broward County is, you know, the county above Miami down here, for the y'all that don't know. So, okay. you know, just me, like you said, I just stick to the grind, man. There's always something popping on this end, you feel me?
Definitely, definitely, man. And definitely, you know, I definitely love, you know, your charisma and your persona. And you never act Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing I respect about you. You definitely, you know, on your grind all day. You've been featured on a lot of websites across the globe, Grind Magazine, 24HourHipHop.com, Hip Hop Weekly,
You know, and you've opened up for artists like Jagged Edge, Little Bootsy, Iceberg, Briscoe, Triple C's, and the legendary JT Money. And shout out to Soleil and everything. That's right, the Genuine. I had a pleasure of meeting her. She's cool as hell. So you definitely been doing your thing, man, and you've been rocking out festivals. And when you throw an event, you definitely pack the place out, man. What is it, you know, that gives you the motivation to keep doing what you're doing, man?
Man, just the people, man, that show me the love, you feel me? Like, sometimes it'd be the simplest things, to be honest with you. Sometimes it could be I'm in the studio and somebody be like, oh, that verse was tight. You know, sometimes it might have been somebody I gave a CD a long time ago, and they come up to me rapping lyrics to an old song that I don't even remember. You know, sometimes something just as simple as getting a like status on Facebook or somebody retweeting my shit on Twitter just motivate me, you feel me? Like, I really do this for my fans, and I do it for, you know, I do it for humanity, you feel me? Like, I try to speak reality out here, so, you know, it's really reassuring when I know people really want that, you feel me? Because we're in a real lost world right now, so that's what motivates me, man, the people.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. I mean, I think that the energy of people definitely determines how good you're going to perform or how bad you're going to perform. You can go to a born event, but if that crowd gives you that energy, you know, and that charisma, you liable to rock that thing out and turn it up, you know, definitely.
Oh, yeah, of course. If the more packed it is, the more motivated I am to rip the stage. But to be honest with you, I don't care if everybody in that is bored. My job is to entertain them. So regardless, I'm going to go in there and be crunk. I don't care if everybody's just looking at me like they stupid. Like, I'm going to get on stage and do my thing regardless. But, of course, the more people that's in the club, the hyper I'm going to be. Like, I might do a mosh pit or hang from the disco ball or something. You know what I'm saying? Some crazy shit.
How do you describe your sound of music? How do you describe your style?
I call it crunk but conscious. Because, you know, I'm hype. Like, a lot of people, like, compare me to, like, Mystical or Pastor Troy. But it's still conscious. I talk on levels like Dre 3000 or Common or Tupac, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, crunk but conscious, maybe street but spiritual at the same time, too, because I speak to the hood, but I also try to raise awareness to the spiritual realm that we walking in, too, at the same time as we walking through this physical realm, you feel me? So,
Definitely. Tell us about the whole album and everything, and tell us about actually, you know, what made you want to put out Tales of Love and Warfare. Tell us about this whole situation and tell us, you know, what are some of the things we should expect on this new project coming from you?
Being that I was doing it with Street Connect DJs, shout out to DJ Meat once again. He's the vice president of Street Connect DJs. Being that I was doing with him, and they're known for, they've blown up a lot of artists down here. They had a little bit to do with Ross getting up there and Plies and a lot of the Florida rappers that got clout out here. And being that I know that they more cater to the hood, you're going to get a little bit more of the punk and hood side of me in this. But at the same time, still, it's more of a revolutionary vibe, I should say. Because the last one, Intergalactic, was more of the spirit realm, you know what I'm saying? Intergalactic, you within yourself, revolutionizing yourself. This one's more about a revolution in the streets. So that's why it's my Tales of Love and Warfare, because, you know, I'm walking through a battlefield out here, you feel me? But at the same time, love makes everything go in its existence. So that's what the whole concept is about the CD.
Definitely. I mean, you've always been crunk. I mean, you've always been hyper. I mean, if people check out your how do they check out your YouTube? Because if you guys check out his YouTube, this dude is hype, man. I'm talking about, I mean, super turbo turned up. You know, when he puts on the performance, it's never a day that you're going to be rested when he gets on stage. Can you get them your YouTube and your Twitter and all of that stuff to definitely check you out?
The YouTube is youtube.com/Mr. Grim to the Reaper. The Twitter is twitter.com/MrGrimToTheReaper. For y'all that still mess with my space, Facebook is that plus Mr. Grim to the Reaper. So the Grim to the Reaper is with a 2DA, not spelled correctly. You feel me? So Grim to the Reaper and Reaper is R-E-A-P-A. I know y'all probably won't remember that, but I gotta at least try to do it. You know what I'm saying? Just be polite.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Grim, being an independent artist, what do you find is the hardest adversity that you have to deal with in this day's industry, in today's hip-hop or music industry in general?
There's a couple things, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for instance, I mean, it's been like this for a long time anyways, but really everything is based around sex and drugs and the club, you know what I'm saying? And if you're not making songs based on that in hip-hop, it's harder. It takes longer. It definitely does. But at the same time, I also look at the industry as a whole, as a music industry, past just hip-hop, and you look at rock and roll people, and they do their videos. They do what the hell and talk about whatever the hell they want to in their shit. And they sell more records than the hip-hop artists. So it's like a double-edged sword, you know what I'm saying? I cater to the hood, but at the same time, I'm trying to approach the game the way the rock and roll people approach the shit. You feel me?
Definitely. I mean, that's definitely the truth. I mean, I feel like you know, the game is definitely has changed from, you know, back in the day from when we were coming up. You know, a lot of things are totally different. It's you know, it's a game that you have to constantly be how do you say, like a metamorphosis, almost like you have to make a transition. You have to be a chameleon. You have to be able to adapt, like almost with every transition that hip hop goes into. You have to be able to adapt to that sometimes, you know, and surpass that. What does longevity mean to you as an MC?
Longevity, I mean, well, of course, you know, just being able to, like you was just saying, actually just being able to evolve and go with the flow, but also be yourself. Because you can go with the flow and not be yourself, and, you know, you're soulless in this shit, you know what I'm saying? But to be able to go with the flow and evolve with the game and also help the game evolve, that's longevity, you know what I'm saying? And to continuously do that. That's what longevity is, and that's, you know, it means everything. To me, like, I'm trying to be a legend in this shit. You know, I ain't trying to be a one-hit wonder, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think longevity means everything. You look at Tupac, he's been dead for, what, over 10 years now, and Tupac still is, like, one of the top-selling artists, period. He up there on the level with Frank Sinatra and them, you know what I'm saying? And same thing with Bob Marley, like, about...
He's still selling albums, man. He ain't dead. He's still selling albums. Shout out to Tupac. I love him.
I feel you. Man. I mean, yeah. But, yeah, that's what longevity means to me. You feel me? So...
Definitely. I'm going to go ahead and throw it over there to my man, Guru, out there in New Jersey, my co-host. Guru, you got a question for Grim to the Reaper?
Yeah, I do. I got a big question for Grim to the Reaper, but we got a special guest that want to show some love, and it's my young cousin, Tasia, and she got some love to send out.
Shout out to Grim to the Reaper, and I love Lush Radio Online, and I love Michael Jackson.
Okay, so we got that out the way.
Oh, so
okay.
That's what it is.
Shout out. That's my little cousin Taylor. She can dance. She can sing. She's a star on the rise. I told her I was going to put her on the radio, and I'm going to let her hear the show in a couple of days when we're done, because, you know, we archive the shows. But Grim to the Reaper, you know, we go way back. I appreciate the love that you're sending out to us on Twitter. You know, it ain't just me. You supporting the whole squad, and you got to respect that, somebody that know what we do. But I'm just get out there. Like, while you out there in Florida and everything, man, just tell the people, like, what it is to just, like, spread it out beyond being local and taking it worldwide. You just spoke about being a legend. You know we got your back when you're ready to take it to that level. You know we here. I just want to... get out, like, what you feeling when you're in the booth, when you're really trying to get it there and take your music worldwide, man. This is your moment right here, just to let us know how you feeling about that.
as far as what? Now, what's the question again? My bad. I almost forgot about the show. Let me just not to jump off subject. I almost forgot about the show because I was cooking, and I was cooking with some weed butter. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm like really high right now, like super high. I was blazing up some high grade. So you have to reframe that a little shorter for me.
I want you to tell us how it is for you to just spread out beyond your music, going local past Florida into the states, into the national level, into the international level. When you in the booth.
Oh, I mean that feels lovely, man. It feels great because, like I said, I do this for the people. I do this for the world. You feel me? Like I don't do this music just for. I don't just rep one hood. I rep the universe. You know what I'm saying? Like I come from my family is scattered all over the country. Like I got family in the DMV area. I got family in Jersey and New York and Cali and other countries and stuff. So, you know, I feel and you know, if you look at the Bible and everything, everybody's really family. So it feels good to reach out and have my family paying attention to me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It always feels good to be loved. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate it. You know, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Run to the Reaper. I mean, I really, the one thing that I really love about you is your passion to definitely touch somebody other than yourself, to touch somebody, to help the children, to bring awareness to your community. And I want you to talk about some of the things that you do to give back. I was informed, I know you speak at the schools and you speak at the parks and stuff, but tell us, you know, what are you thinking on later down the road, starting your own foundation and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely planning on doing that. I don't know when, but you know what I'm saying? As soon as, like, money start flowing in to where I'm, you know, making the millions, and before I make the millions, I'm going to set something up, definitely. But right now, that's what I do. I done went to schools. I done been to a lot of parks. I done performed and helped promote the Peace in the Hood event, like, for the past 2 or 3 years now. So, and that's a big event. You know, they've been doing that. Rest in peace to Uncle Al. It really was started because of him. He was a huge DJ down here, responsible for a lot of people that are in the game right now, being in the game. And he was shot and killed. So, in memory of him, they do the Peace in the Hood Fest each year. And they speak out, you know, we speak out to the kids about violence. We try to do songs that are more on a positive level. We have a lot of the big stars perform. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff I'm doing right now. As far as giving back.
I'm still going to make my way down to Miami, Grim, okay? I'm sorry about the...
Hey, you got a representative here, so that showed me, hey, that's I was like, uh-oh, Big Boss Lush. I was at the little coast-to-coast thing, and he was like, I represent Lush Radio, and I'm like, wow, now that's down here in Miami. So I still felt like, damn, I know Lush doing a thing, you feel me? Like, I know you're going to make it down here. I'm still going to make it to the DMV.
That's what's up. I just, you know, I always got representatives for us in different states, no matter what. If I can't make it, my soul is there, my spirit is there. So somebody will be down there representing for me either way, you know. And I said, make sure that you holler at Grunt to the Reaper when y'all down there. So, but, I, you know, out of all the people that I look to in the Miami or the Florida area, you're one of the artists that I definitely admire, and I didn't get a chance to tell you that a while ago, but I really admire your work ethic a lot.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that a lot.
Definitely do. Stop cheesing, okay? Stop cheesing, because you know you red, you blessed, you get red and stuff, okay? All right. We got some of the music in the arsenal. We waiting for it to load up in the arsenal. But tell us some of the producers you worked with on this project.
On this project, I really didn't work with that many. Like usually when I drop projects, this is the first project I've done with actual industry tracks. Like I didn't want to do it because everybody else was doing it. But after I seen how people were getting on other people's tracks and they just was doing it all wrong, I was like, I might as well show them how to do it. But the producers I did work with on this, I did work with Young McFly, who I always work with. He's from the DMV. With Rockin' Freeze, they produced my Legalize It song that's getting a lot of love down here. DJ I Know So, he did the track, the Space Love track, which is getting a lot of love down here. I got a dude named Rob DiOya out of Philly. And I know there's another producer. Oh, GMP. He did some tracks. And the Haitian Kid. Those are all the producers that's on Tales of Love and Warfare.
Wow, that's hot. I'm trying to find out how you cook. Me and Guru trying to figure out how you cook with weed butter. That's all I'm trying to figure that
Basically, you know, like, they actually, I don't know if it's in Canada or Cali or what the fuck, that they actually have industries like that where they make,
mm-hmm.
What happens is they take the butter, they put it basically in, they boil it with weed, with high grade. And when they boil it like that, they take the weed out of it, and the butter sucks up the THC from the weed. So they freeze the butter back up into a stick of butter, and it's weed butter. You can cook with
it. We're getting a ganja class tonight on Friday on weed butter, man. I'm trying to get some of this weed butter. I've never seen this before. This is really new to me. I mean, I heard of the weed brownies. You know, I know people bake with it and stuff like that. But this is the first time I've heard of weed butter. So you put me on to some new stuff. This is that new 2011 weed butter. That's hot.
You already know.
Hey, Ghoul, you going to get some weed butter, son?
Yeah, I want him to bake some brownies in the weed butter. I'm going to start off with the brownies, yo. That's it. Brownies up. Brownies up. I'm not playing. I ain't stupid. I ain't slow. Cook it up with the brownies and we good. We're going to start off with that. That's my title.
That's what it is.
Also, since yesterday was basically Veterans Day, we had definitely a touching show yesterday talking about me being a fellow veteran and a couple of soldiers. We had an old soldier, a retiree that was a special ops master sergeant who called in, and it was a touching story yesterday. He was just, you know, putting his feelings in regards to how he feels about it and stuff like that. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to it yesterday, you can check it out on the archives. You can log on to www.lushradioonline.com or www.blogtalkradio.com/specialradioonline and check out the archives. But what does Veterans Day mean to you, Grim?
Well, you know, I'm not a veteran, like, not for the U.S. Army, at least, you feel me?
I'm
a veteran, too.
Even though you're a civilian, right, you have
I don't really agree with violence and this and that, and I know the world's fucked up and shit, but I don't agree with the whole military shit, really. I don't agree with the police force. I don't agree with that shit. I think a lot of ways that shit makes shit worse. I feel like it makes shit worse, but veterans and shit, people that have actually went through that shit, it's a system I don't agree with. But people that have went through this shit, who went to war or went through just training, just through having a motherfucker in your face cussing you out, I have nothing but respect for that, you know what I'm saying? And I have a lot of family members that are veterans, like my grandfather's a veteran and my uncle, so, you know, I guess that's what, I mean, I don't celebrate it or nothing like that, but I have nothing but the utmost respect for them.
No, I'm not saying in regards to self. I'm just saying in general for you as an individual, because like I'm a vet myself. I got out in 2005 from the United States Army Corps, and you know, it's the whole thing is like I feel like, you know, this is an everyday thing. You see, I'm a 24-hour soldier. Even if I'm in or out, you know what I'm saying, it's like, you know, this is something that we sacrifice our life for. But the only thing that kills me, like I was saying yesterday, we got a lot of populations of veterans that is homeless. It don't make sense. But we put a lot of money in the war. After they done using and abusing us, they throw us, you know what I'm saying, to the dogs, basically. So that was my whole situation with yesterday and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing I'm talking about. Like, I just don't agree with the whole system of it because they don't really, you know, some people gain a lot from the military and being in the military, and a lot of people do get fucked up from that shit. And sometimes people don't even get a paycheck what they think they're going to get. You know, a lot of people are homeless, man. You see it downtown Miami. It's ridiculous, man. And majority of them, all right, half of them are probably crackheads, and then half of them are veterans. And then half of the veterans that are crackheads, they own that shit because they done got some sort of disease or was tested some shit. Like, so, you know, I really, that's really like a big subject, though.
That's really crazy.
But for people to go through that shit, like, they really deserve their respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have nothing but the utmost respect for people that done went through all that shit, for real.
Definitely. And salute to you, you know what I'm saying, because I call you one of the street soldiers, because also, you know who you remind me of, a younger version of a Papa Wu, you know what I'm saying, from Wu-Tang. Papa Wu goes from the parks to the schools and teaching and to the kids and stuff like that, and you remind me of him, you know, spreading that knowledge, you know, everywhere you go, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I definitely you know, admire you for that, because, you know, you don't have to do it, but you do it, you know, definitely.
Yeah, and you already know, man. You already know. I mean, all I know is that when I growing up listening to rap, to me, it was all about keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Like, Luke was cool, cause, you know, he talked about sex, and that's all he talked about. With that, he was keeping it real. That's who the fuck he was. You know what I'm saying? And like. You know, but if you were a conscious artist, you were able to keep it real. If you were a gangster, you keep it real. These days, man, keeping it real ain't what keeping it real was. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to do what I was raised on, like A-Ball MJG and UGK. Like, to me, they kept it real. So that's all I'm trying to do. You feel me? And if we have knowledge of shit, then why not speak it? You know, like, people need to be enlightened, man. There's a lot of people walking around here like zombies, man. You feel me? And it's like, we can make a difference. So.
And tell me, how important is it for an artist to know this business before they get in?
Very important. It means everything. Because if you don't know your business, man, you know, everybody's out for themselves. And you will get fucked over in quickness, especially as an artist. You're the first person they're going to fuck over. So if you come into business, it's not, the game is not what you think it is at all. Like, at all. Like, this shit is all about money and politics, and you have to understand how that shit works. And you have to understand business. You have to know about your royalties. You have to know your rights as an artist. You have to know what kind of shit you're signing. Like, you know, it's a lot of different things. You have to know marketing strategies, because there's a lot of shit. And you have to have a team. That's another important thing. If you're an artist, you have to have a team. But if you don't have knowledge about the business, you'll pick the wrong team, or you won't end up on a team, or you'll get fucked over, real talk. So it means everything.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And that's definitely the truth. You know, if you don't have a team, I don't think if I had Team Lush and everybody that's definitely behind the team, and you also being one of our associates, I don't know where I would be right now. I mean, I would still be grinding, but, I mean, it definitely helps a lot when you have a team behind you, you know. And that's just, you know, dealing with a radio show. But, I mean, you know, you got, you know, people that basically have their own, their artists in general and stuff. And a lot of artists don't have teams. And maybe that's why some of them don't amount to where they want to be, because they don't have a team, or they're scared to get a team because they're scared of somebody basically doing dirt to them. And, you know, in this game, it is cutthroat. So you have to watch who you keep and who you stay in bed with in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yep, real talk. Real talk. I mean, as an artist, you got to have a publicist, you have a manager, you have an investor. It doesn't have to be a label. It just has to be an investor. That's all a label really is doing, is investing in you and wanting their money back. You know, so you have to know who to, you know what I'm saying, how to handle all that shit, you feel me? Like, and you have to know, if you don't have a team, you know what you have to do for yourself, especially with the internet and everything. Shit's a lot easier, even with business and law and shit like that. It's easy to look that shit up and find out how to handle your copyrights and how to handle your money and royalties and all that, but you have to know that shit if you're coming in the game. Otherwise, you're going to get fucked over, and you have to have that shit on point.
Definitely. You definitely have to have your stuff on point, because you will be locked into a crazy deal, and you will get effed with no lubrication out this joint in this industry, and they don't care. You will be another tax write-off for them.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. We got a song from you over here called Legalize It. I'm wondering what they should legalize. Is it Is it that that butter, that weed butter, or is it just legalized? Tell us the whole theory behind the song and everything before
man,
we go into it.
Just legalized herb, man. You know, I mean, like, ain't nothing wrong with it. You feel me? Like, more people than died off of drinking too much caffeine and have died from weed. Like, they, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? My grandmama, she just recently passed from cancer or whatever. And
she wasn't eating
or nothing because of the chemo and all that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I was cooking for her, real talk. And she ate and she felt better. And I think, you know, she lasted a little bit longer because of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's good for the mind. Yes, it's mind-altering, it's mood-altering, it's not a drug, it's a herb. So legalize that shit, real talk.
Well, I mean, in a couple of states, it's legalized, and then at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like you just said, what I understand is that they always legalize stuff that's headed for somebody for their self-destruction, okay? You know what I mean? You freaking legalize freaking alcohol, which causes people to battle women, violence, drunk driving, you know, kidney failure.
Alcohol, what they say about weed, they always say weed burns brain cells. Did you know alcohol burns brain cells? So it's like, for real, like, but they had that shit legal. You know, it's just crazy as fuck. It's really all about money, too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
They could take all this money they put into this drug war that's not working, and they could put it more towards educating people. And
yep.
It'll help. It won't stop people from using substances, but I bet you it'll slow it down. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And you can't. I don't know. I just don't. It's just all crazy. It's all about money. It's hard to tax the herb because it grows all over the place.
It grows in every continent.
Except Antarctica.
Yeah, because it's kind of cold over there. But you know what, you know, we definitely, you know, some people, we agree with you on that situation. I mean, it's called Legalize It by Grim to the Reaper, representing and hailing from the Miami, Florida area. And I told y'all, we also got the beautiful and lovely Go Get 'Em Girl, you know, the Teflon Diva, Miss Troublesome, hailing from the Houston, Texas area. She's going to be in on a few minutes, and we're going to go into Legalize It, and we're going to come back, and we're going to wrap up with Mr. Grim to the Reaper, and we're going to be talking to Troublesome. Let's go.
Take a little bit of heaven when the gun's lit. in the DMV. I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, it's your girl, I see Lush, man, and it's Friday, legalize it. He said legalize that weed, man. He said it's cannabis, it's a natural herb, that's what he says. Your man, Grim to the Reaper. Calling at 347-836-7722. We also got the beautiful and sexy and the hot diva of all divas, Troublesome, live in the building. She's going to be calling in a few. She's going to be live with us once we wrap it up with our boy. Ha, Grim to the Reaper.
Legalizing,
right? Guru, what you think about that legalizing joint, son?
Y'all got to be honest. While that song was playing, I was putting K-U-S-H in the D-U-T-C-H, so if you slow, that's your problem, but I'm doing what I do. Shout out to Grim to the Reaper. This universal. And, you know, I wish my man all the success because, you know, he really supports this station. He really supports the movement. And we support what he does. And you know, it just took me, like, into another whole universal realm when he said he saw somebody come up to him and said, yo, I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online. I'm representing Lush Radio Online. Like, that cat that walked up to him probably didn't even know that he already rocking with Lush. And, you know, it just got me, like, so, like, excited into what we about to show y'all. It's like, you know, we on the right path. So I just want to say shout out, and you keep doing your thing. I could definitely hear that track blazing people's stereos and just late night and, you know, early morning going in. Like, that's the type of track that, you know, you feel it. You feel it. It's got a nice hook. It's catchy. And I wish him all the success on that, being on his LP. That should be on your LP, bro.
Appreciate that.
What up?
That's what's up. Going to the reason we got some more callers on the line. We're going to bring them on. I'm 832, I see you. 908, I see you. I'm bringing you on in a quick second. Going to the Reaper, any final thoughts or shout outs? And the last question I have to ask you for the day before you give your Twitter and all that stuff is, what kind of advice would you give the youth out there that's trying to get into the industry?
I mean, just know the business, man, and be yourself, you feel me, and keep it humble and just grind like there's no tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess that's basically it, you feel me?
Definitely. Give your Twitter and all your information out there so people could definitely, you know, follow you on Twitter and check you out. You know what I'm saying? Definitely politic with you, Grim to the Reaper.
Yeah, you already know. Twitter.com/ Mr. Grim to the Reaper, also @ Mr. Grim to the Reaper. Shit shots to Antonio Taylor, CZ, a bunch of thugs, Hood 9 Studios, Kingpin, shit, 43 Kings, everybody that show me love, you feel me? Like, and everybody that's on the grind, just keep doing your thing. It's your boy, Mr. Grim to the Reaper. Lush Radio Online. I fucks with y'all, you already know.
Hey, Grim, man, you know it's Get the F Out of Here Fridays, you know what I'm saying, and somebody might have pissed you off this week. So something that really is your pet peeve of yours, you just basically say, you know what I'm saying, to all y'all blah, 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 you know what I'm saying, I'm tired of this, and you tell them, get the fuck out of here. So go ahead and tell them before you get off, you know what I'm saying, rock out with us.
Oh, damn, who I want to tell that to? Oh, groupies, right quick, for the groupies. I love the groupies. But if you're a groupie and you come around me and you think you're finna tell me what to do, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. It's like this is music. That's my wife, and Mary Jane is too. You second in line.
That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and bring these calls in if they want to say anything quick to you before you bounce and we bring on Troublesome. 908, you're live in the building with Lush Radio Online and Grim to the Reaper. What up?
Lushy Lush, what's good? It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. Shout out to the whole team rocking hard, man.
That's what's up. Appreciate you, boo. You got any quick thoughts to say to Grim to the Reaper?
Grim to the Reaper, that was definitely a hot track. I like it, the energy of the song. You know, definitely legalize it. That one is definitely going to get a lot of attention because you got a lot of people that blow out here and want you to legalize it. So, you know, I look forward to have upcoming success and get a lot of play on it, but I definitely liked it. And, you know, how did you come up with that beat, like the energy of it?
Oh, I mean, like, I always try to rap from the soul, you feel me? So, I don't know, I was just going with the flow in the studio, high as fuck. So that's just.
Well, I was just about to ask you that, was you high?
He's high right now.
Yeah.
God dang. Yeah, crazy as hell. But, yeah, this is, you know, I definitely appreciate you, Grim. We got another caller, 8832. You're live in the building with Lush Radio Online. I think this is Troublesome. I think this is the lovely Troublesome live on the line. Am I wrong? 832?
No, you're correct. How are you, Lush?
Doing fine, beautiful. What's up?
chilling, always working.
That's what's up. You got any thoughts with Grim to the Reaper before we go in and rock out with you, boo?
I actually came in on the tail end of the interview, but
okay.
I caught in about the weed and the legalizing it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm with it, and I think eventually it will be. The government just got to figure out how they're going to make a profit out of it.
Yeah, that's basically it. That's the only reason why they're not legalizing it yet.
Yeah, that's basically. I mean, they did it with the liquor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it'll
definitely
be a moment.
Definitely. And, Grim, I just want to say it's an honor, and I appreciate you, and I love you. You can stay on the line with us, or you can keep on cooking with that weed butter. And, you know what I'm saying, rock out and listen. We going with Troublesome real quick. All right, boo?
That's what it is,
boo. Now, coming to the stage, we got the beautiful and the sexy and the so talented. Miss Troublesome in the fucking building.
That was a great intro. Good for my ego.
That's
how
what
are
it
you,
is. Hey, I am feeling great right now. I'm happy. And let me give you some claps because the audience loves you so much, you know. You know, definitely. I am happy and honored to have you. I had the pleasure to meet you a long time ago, though, at the Core DJ retreat in Atlanta and they were doing interviews over there at the W. And
yeah.
You was over there with some other, I think you were with, I think her name was with DJ Fire or something, another one from Texas. She was a Core DJ.
Right.
She was a female DJ. And it was some more female MCs. And Cheddar DVD was over there. I remember Albie was over there. And you were over there getting interviewed and stuff. And that time, I was hearing so much about you. And I kept on saying, like, wow, I really would like to interview her, but I kept missing you all the time. And everything.
Aww.
And I was like, man, I would love to interview this girl because she is a go-getter. Like, I mean, you always got some. I will always see somebody interviewing you with something else, and it was always something back to back. You know what I'm saying, with you. And I was like, dang, this girl, she can either be a model, a rapper, or whatever she want to be, because she go hard.
Oh,
in the
God pool. Bless you. Wow. Thank you.
For real, man. And I want to say congratulations, you know, for being nominated for Impact and Artist of the Year. The Southern Entertainment Awards. Congratulations for that
thank
one.
You.
You know, and also congratulations on being able to walk with T.I. and T.I.P. Finance on taking the race off. Shout out to Slim Thug. He showed us mad love. He definitely gave us a drop, too. We got mad love with him and Bun B and everything. So tell us, man, you know what I'm saying, what is the key to your success? What gets you motivated every single day to do what you do, baby?
You know what? You know, you have your own personal inspirations. You know, I have a son. And that inspires me. But more so, I don't see me being represented in the industry. And I know if I feel that way, it's other people that feels the same way as far as they don't see an artist represent their struggle or their lifestyle or who they are, period, as a woman. And I think that motivates me, you know what I mean? Because it's a lack thereof. I'm so tired of the, not knocking anybody, it's a hustle, but we keep getting the same type of female. And I want to kind of like broaden it a little bit, you know?
I mean, don't be scared to say it. You keep getting the little Nicki Minaj's, the little, you know what I'm saying, Barbie doll chicks. I understand. Don't. It's get the fuck out of here, Fridays, girl. Let's go. Let's get real now.
But you know, I was actually when I met Nicki for the first time last night. She was in Houston. And she came through or whatever. Sweet girl, very sweet. And definitely I applaud her movement because it brought the hunger back for female rappers. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you can't help but salute that. But I just when I sit down and have these meetings, people are expecting the next Nicki. But it's so unfair because in rap, you can have a Jane, you can have a Tip, you can have Wayne, you can have a Drake. And all these niggas is good at what they do, but they're different. You know what I mean? But when it comes to females, they want the same recipe. It's difficult, but you know what I mean? They want the same thing. So,
Definitely, and you know, it's true that you make that statement. I mean, one thing, I mean, I can't knock her. I'm just tired of seeing the same crap, okay? It's like you're either sounding like this chick, which I don't feel like it's an original situation. She's a grinder. She has a gimmick. It's gimmick rap. They biting on the situation. You know what I'm saying? She getting her bread. You know what I'm saying? I can't knock her for, but that she's not my cup of tea. I'm from the old school, from you know, you got the, you know what I'm saying, the MC Lights, you know what I'm saying, the Queen Latifahs, you know what I mean? And, you know, you got the whole group Venom back in the day, you know,
right.
Roxanne Shanté. I come from that era, you know what I mean?
Wow.
I come from the Boisterous era where the chicks were, like, you know, basically, on their game, it wasn't, they had to be like totally nude and all that just to get noticed.
Right.
Like their lyrics spoke for themselves. Like it was I was dominating these dudes out here in the game. But I mean, as we evolved, I was talking to Grim to the Reaper, it's always a constant change. But everybody right now is searching for that next Nicki Minaj right now. They want, even if a chick is coming like a female like you know, you or a Rashida, which is another female MC I definitely respect in the game too. You know, coming like they trying to make y'all into a Nicki Minaj, trying to, you know, make you cut a rib out and get a boob job and add an extra butt.
Not happening at all.
You know? I gotta ask you that question though. If they ask you, say you had that big deal on the table, right? That big deal on the table, and they about to pay you really good, and they say all you gotta do is get you know what I'm saying, that extra butt implant or change your whole demeanor. Would you take that money?
Of course not. And it's crazy you say that, Lush, because that's been asked of me before. That's really the only reason why I don't have a major deal is because I wouldn't compromise. That's why I'm troublesome, because I go against the grain. You know, I don't do what I'm told. So not at all, because at the end of the day, I need to be able to look at myself in the mirror. I need to know talent got me here, nothing else. I need to know that it was pure talent. You know what I mean? I couldn't do it. I couldn't live with it. So no, I mean, I turned it down. It's not for me. And I believe when God has something for you, you don't have to compromise yourself. You know what I mean?
Definitely,
so everything everything in its own time, in its own season.
Definitely. And meeting her face to face and talking to Troublesome, she's a very humble young lady, and she's a lady. Like, she's a total lady. She's like, you know, she ain't crazy and loud and all that craziness. She's very, like, she's a lady. Like, she's so cute and everything. So, I mean, when you guys get the pleasure of meeting her, you know, it's definitely an honor to talk to her. And her grind is fierce. This girl she had the chance to be at the Grammy Awards, you know, which is definitely, I just submitted my credentials and stuff because that's one of my things I'm trying to do. So definitely, you know, the Grammy Awards. How was that experience for you being
you know, an independent artist? And how do you feel, how important is that for an independent artist to go to a situation like that?
I think it's definitely a good experience for an independent artist, or any artist, period. That was actually my first time going to the actual awards show and being able to walk the carpet and interacting with people that I look up to, you know what I mean? And it's a lot going on there. But, I mean, it's so exciting, and you're able to create new opportunities. You're able to meet people face-to-face and talk to them, and it's a little bit different than, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's just an experience. It's a really rewarding experience. I enjoyed it, and I learned a lot. I actually met J. Cole there because it was his birthday weekend. So I got a chance to, I got a chance to hang out. I got to record while I was out there. It was just a rewarding experience. It was fun. It was work, but it was something I enjoy.
Shout out to J. Cole because he's up next.
Shout
he definitely
J. Cole.
Wants some work, man. I definitely love his work, man, for real.
I do too. Like the shit that he says, I'm like, damn. You know what
like
I mean?
He,
like he killed. I don't know. Have you heard? What's that new Kanye joint? It's got him on it, and I think Wale and someone else. But it may not be Wale. I don't think it got Wale on it. But I know it's got Kanye and J. Cole. Looking for Trouble, I think is what it's called.
I don't know. I just got my shout out to Easy Street. He just actually gave me that Kanye album just now. He just gave it to me. I just got it in the arsenal. So Kanye's coming with some diabolical stuff. Like I just saw Runaway, and I had to watch the joint like three times to understand where he was coming from. You know, I had it broken down to me like three times. And I mean, it's so vivid with the cinematography on there, along with the dance, the different arts of ballet and dance in general, and music. It had like such a collage. It was like almost like a visual mixtape, basically.
It represented a mature hip hop. You know what I mean? And I love growth because if you're not growing, you're dead. So, I mean, I love creativity, and that was it at its most highest form.
Definitely, definitely. And, cause we see you on the line. We're going to bring you on in a second to talk to my girl, Troublesome. I'm sorry I'm being greedy with her time to talk to her because, you know, I've been waiting for the longest to interview her.
I love
you, so I don't care. We're going to definitely bring y'all on in a second. So talk to us about Teflon Diva, that whole situation. I know you opened up for Teflon Diva with Ricky Rose. Talk to us about that situation, that experience.
That was dope. Rick Ross, he frequents Houston a lot, but he came to the city, and they were like, it's only sitting at the Teflon Diva open for the Teflon Don, and you know I'm always with that. So it was just a good experience. It was good to be on the same stage with him. You know, these are artists that, you know, that I want to be on the charts with. You know what I mean? Competing against as far as, you know, grind and work and, you know, lyric ability or whatever. It was great. It was a successful event, successful show, and I'm still grinding.
Definitely. How do you see yourself as Troublesome now? As from the time I met you a long time ago, where do you see your growth in as an artist?
You know what? I see my growth more so in as a businesswoman. I realized what I didn't realize when we met is that how important it is for me to really know the business and be a businesswoman and not just an artist. You know what I mean? Create opportunities for myself, brand myself. You know, put other artists under my wing, you know what I mean? Expand the brand. And I think because of that, because of me coming into my own self as a boss, that's just creatively, it just opened up so much stuff for me. So now my lyrics are a little different. The songs that I write are different. The concepts, you know what I mean? So
definitely.
It's just, just coming from that point of view.
That's what it is. I want to open up the lines for the people that are on the line. I got Guru, my co-host from out of Irvington, New Jersey, live in the building.
Hi, Guru.
Guru, you got a question for Troublesome?
Yeah, I just want to say congratulations on your success, and for the most part, we're here to support you. But I definitely want to talk about how the gratitude kicks in when you know, like, you got to remain humble, not compromise, and really just look out to reach the new producers, new promoters, new, internet people. Like, what's that like for you trying to get that all in order? Because it's a process. I know it is, but, you know, I just want you to speak about that.
It is basically about, like, working with new producers, you said, and online and promoters. You know what? To be honest with you, I'm all for it because once upon a time I was new and I was trying to work with, you know, established artists and just get my face out there, my songs spent. So it's all about the individual, to be honest with you. God has really blessed me with discernment, so I'm not no fool. So you know, coming at me with some fly shit or some just off-the-wall shit that I know that's impossible, you can't send me to the moon, it's really going to cancel you out for me fucking with you, period. Or if I do, I'm going to tax you. But if you're honest, you know what I mean? Or if you're honest with me, you let me know what it is. You're not trying to sell me no okie-dokie. And it's what it is. I have no problem working because, like I said, I was there and I needed somebody to work with me. I needed somebody to open the door for me. You know what I mean? So you mm-hmm. have to, you reap what you sow. So you have to give back so you can get it back because I'm still not in the position I want to be, you know? So, so that's how I would say as far as that. But it really just depends on the individual because you got some shady, shady people out here.
Girl, this thing worse. The industry is worse than the streets, girl. I done told them.
Oh my
it's worse
lord!
Than
I gotta stay in church. I gotta stay prayed up, covered in the blood, baby. I'm fighting devil niggas daily, and I'm a woman. You know what I mean?
Girl,
they say they want to help me in the business, but they want to get my business. It's difficult.
It's very
difficult.
Girl, you preaching to the preacher.
I feel
girl.
You, Lush.
Lord have mercy. we got Mary Kay Diva, Diva Mary Kay live on the line with us also. Diva Mary Kay, you got a question for Troublesome Babe.
Yes, Troublesome, and I just want to say I'm definitely proud of you. Shout out to another diva doing it big. My question is, how do you find the time to educate yourself business-wise, like to teach yourself about, you know, legal things as far as with your business, protecting your music, protecting yourself, and protecting your investment?
You know what? I've been blessed with an awesome attorney. And when I first acquired his services, he told me, he said, I'm going to teach you how to be a boss. And what he did is everything that contracts he reviewed and redlined and when we had our meetings, he basically explained to me what everything meant. This is that and you don't want this many points and this is what this means. Basically making me understand the terminology so in the event he's not there, somebody try to pull a blanket over my eyes or do something,
mm-hmm.
I'm not that basic to where I can't comprehend it. So at the end of the day, I think it goes back to just surrounding yourself with people who are knowledgeable in whatever field that you're not. You know what I mean? A wise person always has good counsel around them because wherever they come up short, they got somebody on deck that knows it. And you know what I mean? And if you keep that type of circle around you, you're constantly learning. Everybody's growing, and we're moving forward, and we're growing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's some deep stuff right there. That's true. And we got a caller from the block number live on the line with Lush Radio
Online.
From a
block number.
What's up, block number? Make sure that you're talking some real stuff now because I knock you out.
You're crazy.
Block number, you're live on the line with Lush Radio Online with your girl, the one and only Troublesome. What it do, baby? Okay, Block.
Number.
I guess you were scared. I guess they were scared when I said I was going to knock them out. I'm scared. I'm sorry I screwed you. Sorry I screwed you.
He's crazy.
Oh, man. So tell me with the new projects you're working on and things like that and some of the producers you're working with.
I'm working with, I got a new single. I don't even know if I sent it to you. It's called Just Right.
Yeah,
that thing is. You have it?
Yeah, I have just right. Definitely got that.
Okay, good. That's my new single, and I'm feeling it. I actually got to debut that thing when I was in Atlanta for the Hip Hop Awards, and it was well received. Lush, when I tell you niggas was taking off their shirts and throwing them on stage, that's never happened to me. So that was an experience. I had a moment. Yes. I had a moment.
Let me give you some
I can give you this. Yes, but I mean, it was well received. Angela Yee with Shady 45 was there. She, like, get that joint to me. I mean, it was just well-received, so I'm excited about that record. Corey Moe produced that joint. I'm working with Biggie Beats, who's produced a couple of joints, a couple of hits, actually. I'm working with The Presidents, Jay Kitt. Who else? Golly, there's so many people. I can't believe I can't even think of everybody. Drum Lords. Who else? Oh, God, I don't want to leave anyone out. I'm just working with a lot of producers. I'm getting beats in daily. And I like to stay active, stay creative. My latest project is Stiletto to the Pedal, which is my 7th mixtape that I'm about to drop. And it's fierce. And it's just me with my Stiletto to the Pedal as far as this game, just staying on it, staying with my foot to the gas and smashing. I'm on the new Bun B album, Trill OG. I got to join on there. Yeah, I was excited. I was excited when I got the phone call. His wife called and was like, yeah, Bone, we want you on the record. I was like, wait, you want me on Bun's record? Or Bun, can you know what I mean? Can you do something with me again? But I was just honored when they was like, no, you're going to be on my record. I was like, wow. And then just the whole experience being in there, just working on it. I'm doing more auditions because, you know, I do my little acting thing as well. I try to multiply my talents. And just staying active, staying relevant, you know, always collaborating with other artists. You know what I mean? Just keeping myself busy, staying relevant.
Definitely. And girl, I want to know, you know, you said you had a child, but, girl, I can't see nothing.
Bless.
Looking like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that.
You're crazy.
Oh, man. You have to work out, like, every day, or what is that? You just naturally blessed that you can eat whatever you
Negro.
Want.
Negro, yeah, I am. Like, I have a very high metabolism, and I've been little all my life, life. And, I don't work out. I actually need to work out. I need to work out, but no, I don't, girl. And I eat all day. Like, I eat. You wouldn't believe how much I eat.
You know what?
But I just been blessed to have the high metabolism. Don't talk to me. My mom says, you know what? When you hit your 30s, when you get in your 30s, it's going to catch up with you. But I don't know. But no, I just been blessed with a high metabolism. Thank God for that.
Definitely. But you look good. You look good, girl. Definitely. You
Thank
know,
you.
And,
Thank you, baby.
Definitely, and you will also perform live with Young Money, Lupe Fiasco, and Young Gotti at Trade Day, third annual Trade Day, which is definitely, you know, a great situation that goes on annually. And your Super High remix was featured on allhiphop.com, and I know you were featured on Hip Hop Weekly next to Blow, and Hip Hop Weekly don't put anybody up in their magazine. They funny sound
no.
like mug. So for you to be in there, that's definitely honor for real.
Yeah, and you know what, Lush? I didn't even know. People was calling me saying, "Do you know you in a magazine?" And I'm like, "Get the fuck out of here!" And I ran and I got one, and I was just like, "Wow!" Like I had no idea. It was you know, it's just one of them wild moments where you weren't expecting it. And it's like guys saying, "I got you." You know, I'm working behind the scenes on stuff you don't even know about. It was just rewarding. I felt real good about that because it's nice to know you in this business. You know, it's nice to be rewarded for your hard work, to be acknowledged rather for your hard work and your sacrifices. It feels good. It feels good that you know that your seeds are being planted on fertile ground and you getting a harvest. So I was excited about that. I was real excited about that.
And you know what, sis, you know, sometimes, you know, as us as females, you know, sometimes, you know, we like, dang, is anybody seeing what the hell I'm doing right now?
Okay.
Do you know how hard I'm working? God.
Yes.
You know what
Yes.
I mean? So to get those little recognitions and stuff definitely mean a lot.
you know. And
it really does.
Hard work speaks for itself. No matter how you look at it, hard work speaks for itself. And you're definitely a hard worker, and I definitely salute
you.
You know what I'm saying? For, aww, you know, sticking to your guns and not, you know what I'm saying, compromising for anything. And even though sometimes sticking to your guns takes a while, just like with Lush Radio Online.
Yes, it does.
I started with an idea, and now it is where it's at now. And I've been a female machine along with my team. Shout out to everybody that definitely rocks out, the whole squad. You know, we've been able to keep on moving, you know what I mean, no matter what, you know. And because we don't want to compromise and be, you know, not to take anything from commercial radio, you know what I'm saying, we want to touch things and reach out to artists that don't get that shine like they're supposed to and give them their recognition. You know, it might take us some time, but people is definitely watching. Because I got more haters. Most of them is males because they just mad because I work harder than they do. But it's all good, though. I love you.
I know that's right. We need them.
Yeah, definitely. And you definitely performed at South by Southwest in Texas. That's a big one. And it's coming up soon in March, right? That's a big thing right there. They got everybody up there, South by Southwest.
Girl, they have, when I tell you, sis, they have everybody from rock and roll to country to hip. I mean, everything is going on, and everybody is embracing you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's the vibe down there. Oh, my Lord, you don't want to leave because it's such good energy. It's such positivity. It's such a good place to showcase good new talent. So when they put me on the Texas one with Trey and Chamillionaire and Powwow and Duro, I was just like, you know what, I felt good. And then when I got off the stage, Tony Neal happened to be there. He told me how well I did. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was just a blessing. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to to doing something again in 2011, you should come out.
I know somebody. See, the only thing that's scaring me is because I know how much it's going to cost me to go out to freaking, what's the name, to the Grammys. So you got the Grammys in February, and then from there you got South by Southwest
right,
in March.
Right.
Also, my birthday. My birthday's in March too, and I'm trying to do my celebrity birthday party. In New
Look
York,
at you. Look at you, Bala.
Dude, I'll talk to you on your level. Stop playing now. Stop playing.
Whatever. But you have a hectic schedule. I feel that, though.
You know, but I'm trying to be like you. You getting, you know, featured in anthology films with TexasStandUp.com, with Bun B, Slim Thug, and my big brother Scarface. Dude, girl, can I tell you that I was almost shaking when I had Scarface on the show? You know, and his cousin is Johnny Nash, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting here like, you know, because this was one of my idols now, okay? So I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus. I said, I hope I don't choke.
Look, your nerves got a shook, baby.
Definitely, man. Shout out to Mia X, my big sister, for hooking that up with and he's the most coolest guy ever. I swear, he's so cool. And you know, how was that? You know, to be recognized by these greats on there, you know, and you being that female on there standing out for Houston, how big is that wearing that on your back? You know what I'm saying? Being that female to represent Houston like that.
You know what, it hasn't really hit me like, you know, like I'm just, it feels good when my comrades recognize me and salute me. It feels good when they decided to give me the name Houston's First Lady of Hip Hop, because a lot of people think that that's a self-proclaimed name, and it's not. It was given to me. So when I say it so much because I want people to understand, like, this was something given to me. Like, I earned this, and niggas saw my grind, and they respected it, and they gave me that name. So it feels good. You know, bottom line, it feels good. It feels good to have their respect because they respect me, because they know my grind. They know I ain't sleep with none of them. You know what I mean? They know me. They know how I carry myself. Before Pimp passed, I was talking to him because he would come in a lot of the times I record at Mass Studios, and he would come in and pick up music or just whatever. And I would ask him, I said, you know,
these dudes be trying to holler at you, you know what I mean? And the fake niggas get mad when you know what I mean? You ain't feeling them, and you know, let's handle business, and they don't want to work with you. They make a situation difficult for you. And now he just gave me a lot of guidance. He just told me how to. I'm gonna tell you that off the line, cause I don't want these dudes to be knowing how we be playing them. But you know what I mean. He just told us a way to maneuver, like you got to play chess, and it was a very intelligent way around it without hurting nobody's feelings. You know what I mean. And I was so caught up. You know, it's like I was so caught up in the fact when people trying to holler at you all the time. It started becoming insulting. Like, do y'all not think I rap? You know what I mean? Like, do you really think this is what I'm here for? So I began to get upset, and then my approach to the situation got ugly because I just start going off. Like, no, you know what I mean? And that's really not the way that you approach it, because you get more flies with honey. So, I mean, just getting jewels from my old heads, you know, in the city. It makes me feel good when they call me up for a remix or they shout me out. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, definitely. And that means a lot. You know what? Even, like, when dealing with radio, like, all these young cats, you know, I don't get shook enough. But for an old head, you know, that you admire, to just say, you know, they appreciate you and they understand what you're doing, I mean,
yes.
That means more to me. Like, that's more than gold to me, you know, to get
yes,
that culture.
Yes, it is. It really
you know?
Is.
Definitely.
It really, because, it's hard for people to believe in something that they can't see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's difficult. People can't, you know what I mean? And for them to believe in me and say, okay, you know what, you got something. You're going to go somewhere. I'm going to help you. It means a lot.
And I'm going to tell y'all guys that's listening right now, we're live with Troublesome right now, Houston's First Lady. I'm going to tell you, I'm all the way out here in the DMV, and you know I'm all over the East Coast and stuff like that. And I'm hearing about this girl all the way in the DMV.
You lying.
Know what I mean?
Don't do that to me.
I'm hearing about this girl all the way over in the DMV. The online presence is retarded. I'm seeing interviews back to back. I go to the core DJ's joint. I happen to see her, and I'm like, yo, like, wow, you know, and just see, because, you know, some artists turn me off. Like, they be acting so hot to Diddy. I'm like, okay, you doing your little thing, but you ain't on like that. Like, you know, you need to shut up. You know, but she was very poised and very nice, and I'm like, and she's been consistent. That's one thing. Some people just die out, but you have been constantly consistent, you know what I mean, doing what you do. And I'm hearing about you all the way out here in the DMV, so that means that your work is definitely paying off, you know. So I'm sitting here in the DMV looking for you. You know?
Wow.
So.
I made my day. You think I'm playing? I'm dead serious.
I'm serious, girl. You're definitely doing your thing. And you also got featured, she got featured in a commercial that was featured on Comedy Central. Was this featured on Comedy Central, if I'm staying corrected?
No, that's right.
Yeah,
Comedy Central.
It was featured on Comedy Central. She was also played the role as Shelly, alongside with Mike Jones, The American Dream. She's definitely doing her thing. Besides being a hot, beautiful young lady, besides just a bossress, besides being an actress, besides being a great mother, you know what I mean? She does her thing.
Thank you.
Well-rounded woman. And I salute her. You know, she's a female soldier because she's doing it for the ladies. She's representing the ladies, and she's being a lady at it. And she go harder than any dude out here in the game. So, test
me. Wow.
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 Definitely, man.
I like that.
definitely love you, girl. We're going to go into your song.
I love y'all, too.
We're going to go into your song, but I'm going to see if Google and Diva Mary Kay have questions for you before we go into your song just right real quick. Google, you got another question for Troublesome, baby?
Yeah, I just I appreciate this interview because it's almost, you know, amazing to Blush, and I remember everything you said about the Scarface, and that's her hometown, Houston, so I got to give a shout-out to what we really here for and doing.
Like, we already interviewed Scarface, and we always appreciate our guests, and we feel like you're a family member right now to the show. So, yeah, I'm just really going in and appreciating the interview. I just want to get that out the way. I want to shout out Diva Mary Kay for calling in, too, because we enjoy you being on the panel with us tonight. But I just want to actually say I'm enjoying this so much. What's your Twitter so we can always link up and know who we are out here? And that's, like, basically, I can't let you go without getting your little self-promo. Like, what we do is make it bigger. We don't just say we're here now and to make it bigger. We're going to make it bigger. What's your Twitter and your favorite website that you on? That's all.
My Twitter is at Troublesome, and that's T-R-O-U-B-L-E, capital S-U-M. Y'all can highlight a star on TroublesomeOnline.com. I'm going to thank you guys for having me on. This has been a fun interview. You get a lot of times where you get a lot of people that just uptight or just the wrong vibe, but I've really felt comfortable doing this. I feel very at home. You know what I mean? Like, I've been knowing y'all. So I just want to say thank you guys for having me.
That's what's up, man.
It's fun.
That's what's up. I'm gonna let Diva Mary Kay say her final thoughts with you. I just wanna say that, you know, we believe in the double E's, entertaining and educating, and I feel like you dropped a lot of jewels, and I feel like, you know, I wish nothing but success for you in everything that
you
do. And we try to make an environment about, you know, saying you can be at home with us, like, you know what I'm saying, you can eat oodles and noodles with us, peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you can make some Kool-Aid, girl.
Crazy.
But Diva Mary Kay, you got any final thoughts with Troublesome, babe?
I just want to basically say this is always an each one, teach one situation. I have made it my business to tune in to Lush Radio Online before I even do my show. It's always a pleasure to come on because Lush always have the real people on her show. And it's just a privilege to know these people and to get on and listen. And you definitely dropped jewels on the show today. And it made me feel so much better about being a woman and being consistent and knowing what's going to come towards me as I rise on this ladder and keep doing what I'm doing. But shout out to all y'all. Big shout out to Future Group of 100. He definitely gave me my start. Shout out to Lush Radio Online. I'm definitely always rocking with her. Lush teaching me so much, and, you know, sometimes she don't know it, but it's just, it's so much fun. And I definitely got my oodles and noodles as you talking about it. But I'm ready to hear the music, and when I listen to Lush, I listen to Lush for a reason. I listen to her because she will, but I listen to her before my show to get me relaxed because I know I'm about to do it again.
Man. That's what's up. And I definitely appreciate you, Diva Mary Kay, for definitely showing us man's love because, you know, she got her own show. You know what I'm saying? She could be anywhere, but she come and rock out with us and show and support us, and, you know, we're going to continue to support her, too. And we're going to go into this song, Just Right. I'm going to go ahead and rock it out, and then when we come back, we're going to let Troublesome give her last shout-outs and everything, you know, and shout-out to the little Troublesome with their beautiful song. So we're going to go into this song, so we're going to come right back. You know what I'm saying? Get your oodles, noodles and peanut butter and jelly and Kool-Aid ready. Because we're back.
Got my papers in the zone and it's fitting just right. Got my Gucci sunny zone and I'm looking just right. All the fellas going to drop me because I'm looking just right. Money in my mind, day all night. I know you want it, you can't have it. You can look, but you can't grab it. She's so lame, I'm above average. You can't have it.
Just wait, money in my mind, day all night.
I know you want it, you can't.
can look, but you can't grab it. She's so lame, I'm above average.
Yeah.
You can't have
it. From my juice to my thigh hot glue. Never met a diva that moves like I move. So innovative, make me blame thin. No matter how hard you try, I'm not such. I never be checking my purse, double checking my flow. I'm Corey on the court and the crowd's like, whoa. Green light me so. Stiletto to the battle, got my city in tow. Here it is, here it is. Tell me, are you feeling this? Wanna give you a try? I know if you can handle it, mama just right. Your mama's so arrogant. Yeah, that's my big ego. Flow so immaculate.
I know you want it. You can't have it, you can look, but you can't grab it. She's so lame, I'm above average. You can't have this.
Got my papers in the zone, it ain't fitting just right. Got my Gucci sunny zone, it ain't looking just right. All the fellas gon' drop me, cause I'm looking just right. Money in my mind, any day, all night.
I know you want it, you can't have it, you can look, but you can't grab it. She's so lame, I'm above average. You can't have this.
Got my papers in the zone, it ain't fitting just right. Got my Gucci sunny zone, it ain't looking just right. All the fellas gon' drop me, cause I'm looking just right. Money in my mind, any day, all night.
I know you want it, you can't have it. You can look, but you can't grab it. She's so lame, I'm above average. You can't have this.
You can't have it, you can't have it. You can't have it.
Troublesome is definitely giving them some trouble, man. You can't touch that. Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
No, not okay. At all. You can look.
You can
don't grab it.
Don't grab it.
Because I got a cute little burner in my Birkin bag. We get it popping.
I love that song right there, girl. For real, because some of them think they can be all aggressive and start rubbing. I'll be like, you best to get the out of here.
Come
well,
on.
Goo, what you think about that joint?
I'm with my cousin Jazzo. We listening to that joint, vibing. I'm in. I'm all in. I'm Jazzo. We from Brooklyn, Jersey. Jersey to Brooklyn, stand up. I'm in the building. My cousin Tasia didn't been on the show tonight. I'm having a good time. It's perfect. It's a perfect night. That joint's hot. It's a H-O-T-T underscore promo. That's the new Twitter for me and Lush. We ain't playing.
I like that. Thank you.
Take it from the arsenal to the out and out promo, baby. That's it.
That's what it is, man. That's going to be the ladies' anthem right there. Diva Mary Kay, what you think about that?
I was just saying that, Lush. Like, that's going to be the ladies' anthem. I definitely like it. Got me bumping, shaking my hips over here, and I'm definitely loving it. I'm definitely going to get it and bump it on my shit.
That's what's up, man. I definitely give it a coast down. It's official. Put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself right there. I definitely put a stamp on that one. That one right there is certified. Troublesome, I'm so proud of you. And, you know, God is definitely looking down on you. And even though it might feel like you're not where you want to be, but you're making an impact on the music industry to be alongside some of the greats out there in the game that's even been doing it longer than you, and you're up there doing your thing, you know what I mean? It is a lot. And besides that, you're representing for the ladies out there. And the ladies love you. The people love you. You got our support. Whatever you need from us, you know what I'm saying, you hit us up and let us know.
Aww.
We got your back, and, you know, much success with your acting career, the music.
Thank you.
I'm going to see you. You're going to be on that next hit movie, that blockbuster that gets a point for some billion, you know what I mean?
That's right.
And you know what I mean? And you're going to be the next one they're going to be saying they're going to nominate for the Grammys or BET Awards. I'm waiting for you. I know Rashida, she's been working hard, too. She did Peaches and stuff and everything. And I know she finally, and I was shocked that she was up there, you know, with some of these, you know, on the BET. And she's an independent artist herself, you know what I mean?
Nice.
and signed to an independent record label out of Atlanta, and she did the song Peaches, and she was on the Mall Cop. She got a placement on that joint, but she was nominated on there. So I know if she can, I know you can too. So I know it's time for those conscious female rappers and them ladies to be up there, and it's the y'all time to shine. You know what I mean? That whole,
yes,
you know, I don't take nothing from Nicki, but that whole era is going to have its day that it's going to, you know, ride out. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. And you know what I'm saying? My ladies will come back and do they one too. And I'm definitely proud of you and continue to do what you do. But the last question I wanted to ask was, what are some of the things that you're doing to give back to the community and stuff like that?
I do a lot of charity work. And most of the time, I don't really like to talk about it because I hate people who broadcast how they give back. And you know what I mean? Because to me, it's not sincere. I don't. Mm-hmm. Now it's kind of like trendy to be a part of a charity and to be involved, and it's mm-hmm. good for your career, for press, you know what I mean? But I really do it because I love to. My parents always taught us to give back. You know what I mean? It's a blessing to give than it is to receive, because you're in a position to help other people. So that
Definitely.
Means you have more, you know what I mean?
But I'm
very big with the AIDS Foundation. I lost a brother to HIV when I was younger, and that's something that I saw the condition that he was in, and I saw how a family hurts, and just the whole disease is just terrible, and it's the statistics in the African American community is just ridiculous. How we don't practice safe sex, how we don't educate our children about it. I also do a lot of work with political forums. I do a lot here with the mayor during Christmas and the holidays. You know, I go help feed the homeless and just, you know, stuff like that. I even try to include my son. Is at an age now to where I can include him in it. Because, you know, in the Bible it says train up a child in the way he should grow, and when he gets older he will not depart from it. So we start training him now as young, because he's a man, and I'm raising a man. I'm not going to have no punk. And when I say punk, I don't mean homosexual. I mean a sorry man. I'm not going to have that. So I believe if we start now when they're young and show them what it is to be a man, then when they get of age, it'll just be natural to them. You know what I mean? But I just,
okay.
Those are just different ways that I give back to the community and help out. And we did a Houston for Haiti, where we raised thousands of dollars for Haiti. We did, everybody came out and, you know, pro bono. We just did it for the city and all the fans that came, you know, all the money was donated to Haiti, and it was a great turnout. But, I mean, that's what we have to do. In order to move forward, you have to pay backwards, you know what I mean, or kind of pay it forward, really. So.
Definitely. And I believe in that, and that's why, like, most of the time when we do stuff or even try to help independent artists or Street Queens the Movement, my Women's Foundation, when we do stuff, it's not for me, because my thing is like this, right? At
you
the
have
end
to tell
of the
you
day,
have to, sorry.
Hello? Oh, at the
yeah,
end
no,
of the
I was,
day.
I was interrupting. I didn't mean to, but I want to tell you before I forget. I want
okay.
you to call me. Let's talk about your foundation more.
Okay, we're definitely going to talk about that. With my women's group, we talk about different issues. You know, they got The View and stuff like that, but we talk about issues that affect the world and stuff. It's not just, you know, chatty stuff. It's like we talk about issues and we do events, you know, especially for homeless women, because women, they don't really have good shelters for women out here and different things, you know, and we try to do as much to help out the women and just help out people in general. Me and my partner, Emma E2K, we always do every year. We do the Give Thanks Dinner in New York, in the Bronx, and we feed the whole entire, you know what I'm saying, New York area. You know, it's open to single fathers, homeless, single parents that just don't have time to cook, and the children. And we always do the Kris Kringle Give Thanks. And we do it because my thing is like this. You know, if I help one person, you know what I mean, that's gonna help somebody else along the way. You know what I mean? Because one chain link, you got to look at it as a chain link. One chain
That's
link
right.
is not strong enough. But if you add
That's
another
right.
chain link to it and another chain link, it makes it stronger. So if I help one person, that's another chain added to my link, and that link is connected to me, and therefore they help somebody else, and that's my payment at the end of the day, because somebody helped me to get where I am. So it's my duty to do that. you know, at the end of the day. I've been homeless. I've been through it, you know, and I want to be that person to help the next person. I don't have to get anything back because I get my blessings. I don't have to worry at all.
I know that's right. And you know what? It comes back, and it comes back from where you least expect it.
Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
You be thinking that this person is going to be this door that opened, but it'd be God have something totally unexpected, and it's even better than you could have imagined. It's just a good feeling.
Definitely, and it's the truth. And God is good all the time. He might not come when you want him, but he's always on time.
You better say that. I know that's right.
For real, man, and it's definitely the truth. And last shout-outs or anything like that, once again, give out the website and Twitter and all that stuff for the people, baby.
I just want to thank Lush Radio. This has really been a fun interview. It's like I said, it's like I'm at home chilling on the couch, and you know what I mean? It's been a good interview. You can highlight a star on Twitter at Troublesome. You can check me out on TroublesomeOnline.com. I've got the MySpace.com/TeflonDiva. I am everywhere. So to keep up with my status and what I've going on, I would say follow me on Twitter because I'm basically talking about everything when it's going down and as it's happening. Just be on the lookout for my new mixtape or my seventh mixtape, Stiletto to the Pedal. And I'm really just trying to usher in this diva movement. You know what I mean? Trying to represent, like, you know, Miss Diva that's on the line and you, Lush, you know, women who have to sit in these chairs with these men. We're in a male-dominant field, and I love men.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing them at all, you know. But I'm saying, like, we sit in seats where men have sat for years. So it's like a shift of power, and it's not always easy. So I respect women that's doing it and on their grind and consistent with it. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Definitely.
I'm trying to bring in this diva movement. And when I say diva, I mean boss chicks. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
We bosses in this thing. Yeah.
And you know, it's Get the F Out of Here Fridays, and somebody had despised you or pissed you off this past week or this past month. Dig down deep in your soul and tell them to get
this my soul. You crazy. I'm gonna get it all out too.
Get it out, girl. Get it out. Go ahead. Go in. Tell them why you're mad.
You know what really irks me? What irks me is I can't stand fake people. Like I don't understand fake. I can't do it. I won't say nothing at all if I don't deal with you because I'm not gonna pretend. And that's what really irks me is these fake people. And I understand that this is a business, so I'm trying to get used to it. So I'll be telling everybody to bear with me because it's just new to me. But it's just a lot of fake stuff that be going on, and for no purpose. For what? It's not benefiting anything. Maybe they think they winning, but they not. But that's what I would say to all the fake people, just to get the F out of here. Because, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And I'm going to just leave it at that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Google, tell them why they need to get the F out of here, man.
Oh, man. This has been just a great show. I'm definitely just trying to say get the fuck out of here to all those who really don't waste your time, like, and not invest in yourself or not in your career. And don't play around when it comes to step to us professionally, come correct, because that's one of the most important things I said today on Twitter. I know y'all see me out there getting it in because I'm on some new shit. You know, we got hotter, not underscore promo in effect. But I just want to say get the fuck out of here. If y'all don't know that, we here to help you. This whole show tonight been about helping somebody. And I appreciate the listeners, the people that's even not even calling but just tuning in. You know, we got them too out there. And that's why our ratings is so high and people love what we do. But I just want to say get the fuck out of here if you ain't trying to help somebody today. Help somebody today.
Really?
Yeah.
Definitely. And Diva, Mary Kay, tell them why they need to get up out of here.
I want to say get the fuck out of here to all the people who trying to eat off the name is not helping building the movement. So
you better say that. I'm sorry.
Door,
you backdoor ass niggas. Get the fuck out of here. If you're not part of the movement and you're not helping build the brand, like Troublesome said, expand the brand. So get the fuck out of here, because when you're trying to go to the back door, we got the dogs back there too. And that's all I'm going to say about that in my Forrest Gump voice. How about that?
Wow. That's
how about that?
Because I was about to go on there on that one, too, because you got a lot of people. I just had somebody freaking drop my name so they can get a plug into a situation. How was you dropping my name? And I haven't gotten a dollar. I haven't gotten a retweet. I haven't gotten no help from you, but you still trying to get a plug in off my name. For real. Like, you know.
Tyler.
You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here with that. And if you're not helping somebody other than yourself and you're just doing it because you want to get a tax write-off or you're just trying to show face and you're really not doing it genuinely, like, because it's the trend to do, you need to get the fuck out of here. And God forbid you ever have to go through some hardship. You know what it really is, because I've been there. So, for real, each one to teach one, and try doing your thing. And salute to all the veterans out there. I love you.
Yeah.
I'm an everyday soldier. I'm a veteran myself. And shout out to everybody that's definitely gone through it, that's lost the battle with cancer, AIDS, and all those diseases that we just can't find a cure for, even though they do got the cure, but they just trying to find a way to make money off of it. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here. We out of here. Peace. And just because I feel like it, I'm going to play Troublesome song again, and we out.
I love you.
Or more.
Got my papers in the zone, and it's fitting just right. Got my Gucci sunny zone, and I'm looking just right. All the fellas gonna drop me, cause I'm looking just right.